WSBT News Time is 8:21. I'm John Hoffman. Joining us on the Newsmaker line live this morning, Indiana Senator Joe Donnelly with all kinds of things going on to talk about. Senator, I wanted to start with something that actually demonstrates that not everything is wall-to-wall partisan in Washington. You and your Indiana colleague, Republican Senator Todd Young, got together on a mental health bill for law enforcement. I'd like you to outline what that bill's about and update its status, please.
Sure, great. We were able to pass it through the Senate, and we're hoping it'll pass through the House here as soon as possible. What the bill does is tries to help our police officers with any mental health challenges they might have by setting up a crisis hotline, by working to make sure that our doctors and our communities understand the incredible challenges our police face, you know, the things they see at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and also to set up a peer mentoring system among the different departments to try to help one another. And the whole goal of this is to try to make sure we stand up and are standing there for the police officers when they're dealing with these extraordinary challenges.
I suspect that in some ways, not every way, but some ways, some of the things they go through are not unlike what combat soldiers go through. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And that's a big part of this, is that the things we've learned providing these kind of assistance programs to our service members, it almost perfectly dovetailed for police officers as well.
All right, as we move on, the president is back from his first foreign trip, and all the Russia allegations continue to swirl around him, rumors of a big staff shakeup at the White House. What's your reading on the president's trip to Europe? How did he do? And what would you recommend, if he were listening to you, that he do now?
Well, a couple things. I would recommend that he work together with our European allies. Germany and France and our European friends, those are our allies. The Russians are not our allies. The Russians invaded Ukraine. The Russians annexed Crimea. And they attacked and affected our own election in this country. Those are not the acts of a friend. And so I would encourage the president to pick his friends more carefully, and that our traditional allies, Germany, France, and others, we have their back. They've had ours for such a long time. I think that would be a wise choice to make.
There are reports that one of the people under consideration for FBI director is the president of Anderson University here in Indiana. What do you know about Mr. Pistol, and what's your recommendation on that?
Well, I know he's been a strong president for Anderson University. He was a member of the FBI, the number two person in the FBI for a number of years. And so I look forward to talking to him, to going through his record and spending time with him. But first indications are very positive.
All right. Let's talk for a minute about health care. Republican senators are now starting to put together a health care bill independent of what was passed by the House. What are you hearing about that bill, and what do you think the prospects are?
Well, I met actually last week with a number of my Republican colleagues, a number of the Democrat folks did, and we were able to talk about different things of importance, and I can tell you that there's very significant concern over the House bill where over 400,000 Hoosiers will lose their coverage. Those with diabetes or cancer will see coverage become so expensive that it's unaffordable. And for older Hoosiers in the areas like 60, 62, 64, the premiums go through the roof. And so these are all things that that basically are non-starters for a health care bill. We want to try to reduce premiums, reduce deductibles by increasing the number of people covered. And there's a lot of common sense things we can work together on.
The critics say that we're talking about absolutely budget-busting costs if we do everything that we want to do. What's your response to that?
Well, my response to that is actually the Affordable Care Act is running in a surplus. And so everything in the Affordable Care Act was completely paid for and would have continued to be completely paid for. And so there's a way to do this with zero effect on the federal budget and basically may actually run in the black, but there has to be some compromise and there has to be some working together.
Do you see any prospects of any kind of health care legislation passing the full Congress and being passed into law, or do you think we are just going to default back to Obamacare?
Well, the problem with defaulting back is that the president has changed it so much. He's stripped out the individual mandate, so there's a lot less folks in the pool, which makes the pool much higher and more expensive. I apologize for being a little technical. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, there are cost-sharing payments that are made, and he's talked about not including them anymore. And so those are steps that need to be made to continue having a strong base while we work on building an even better bill.
Indiana Senator Joe Donnelly, always a pleasure. Thanks very much for your time today.
It's my privilege. Thank you so much.
WSBT News Time is 827.